Hello.
Hello and good morning. Welcome to the CoronaCast here at Friday, May 8, 2020. This is episode 334. I feel like I've done 334 episodes.
I can't believe we're still going with this CoronaCast podcast. I thought this was just going to be a 1 or 2 week gig. Look how long it's lasted.
I tricked you because I knew it was going to be forever.
Oh my God. Yeah, you tricked me all right. During this, where everybody's at home, everybody's sleeping in, but not Catherine.
No, what are we doing? I mean, it's a part of a routine of the day, right?
Absolutely. Like, no, I'm thankful for it. I have to have a routine.
Right? And we get these conversations. We talk to one another. It's like, okay, here's my buddy. We can talk about whatever we talk about. And I don't know how many people listen to this actually, because one person can be listening and that person can maybe be playing it all in their house or in their car or whatever. It's a bunch of people. And as it turns out, they're saying that podcast listens are down because people used to listen to them as they drove to work. But so because they used to do them while they were commuting, driving to work or listening to them on the train, and there isn't so much of that right now, it's reduced the amount of listens. But listen, I'm okay with that. It's okay. Eventually, it'll pick back up for whatever.
It will. Because I listen to our program on the way to work and back.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just one of those things. Yeah, it's 30 minutes. You know, right now we're doing 30-minute pieces. And I think most people like it. If you did not hear the first part of this show, the CoronaCast Part 1 every day is done over at Her Community 2. You go to anchor.fm/her-community2, the number 2. And you can listen to the first part of the show where we talked about, oh boy, we got heavy last episode.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. With racism and talking about Joe Biden. And
But you know what, Ryan? That's something that you and I, all we could talk about any subject and it not be a heated argument.
No, well, it's not, we didn't have an argument. We're kind of...
No, we can have differences of opinion, but when people talk about heated arguments or touchy subjects,
right?
Okay, they can get into a heated argument. But when you and I talk about, we can have differences of opinion, and like you're not trying to change my mind, I'm not trying to change your mind. So we can discuss it, but some people can.
Yeah, well, exactly, because I think you. Oh, now I understand what you're saying. Disagree with me on what I think about the whole Biden situation. And
right. I don't take it personal.
Yeah, you don't take it personally. And guys, you got to go over there and listen to that show to find out what I said about it. I'm not going to tell you here because obviously that is not how promoting another show works. So we're doing the recap right here and then you can go over there and listen to it. Aren't I good?
Yeah.
Aren't I a little stinker? All right. So let me tell you what, people, you're in the town of Babylon. I'm in the town of Babylon. This is the Isle of Babylon show. And so this is how I started. Live from the town of Babylon, New York, the heart of Long Island and the gateway to Suffolk County, it's I Love Babylon Radio with me, your host, Ryan O'Neill Williams, and my coronavirus-free and quite lovely co-host, Kat Corella, from Her Community 2.
Yay!
Yay!
I'm toasting to the show while I'm drinking my Atkins creamy chocolate shake.
Oh, I thought you were drinking something completely different. Is Atkins paying you for that? You better be careful. Get slim and trim.
Well, I am doing the intermittent fasting, and the reason why I drink this brand is because it is the tastiest.
It's the tastiest one.
Yeah, it is that brand. It is the tastiest, and it's got, it's the lowest in carbs and sugar and everything. So it gets me through the day. Yeah, it gets me through the day when you're doing intermittent fasting.
Yeah, you showed it to me once. It was a huge thing, a huge bottle, the container of the stuff, and you just pour it into the thing, shake it up, and it's very quick for you to put it together. So I assume if it tastes good and it actually works, I hope you're not like eating all the food you normally eat and then having the shake.
No. I only eat one meal. It's a dinner, and that's it. Intermittent fasting means you don't eat anything after 10 p.m., and you don't eat, no, I'm sorry, you don't eat after 8. The only time, okay, let's put it this way. The only time you eat your one meal is in between 4 and 8 p.m. That's it.
Yeah. Okay.
So, all right. And all it works better for me that way.
Yeah.
Yep. Summer's summer's coming.
I hope so. Oh, so you're getting that summer body.
Getting the summer body and the Mexican or the Mexico body. We're going to Mexico. So.
Yeah, wait, that's
there's no way of hiding. It's warm down there. And we're celebrating 19 years, so it's supposed to be romantic, even though we're gonna have the baby with us.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Let me tell you something. I didn't think it was gonna be that way all last year. You know what? Tell your audience real quick. If you think you can't get back together with your ex, anything is possible when the two people realize, or even they think they lost the other one for good. And that's the way we were. He actually thought I was gone for good. I thought he was gone for good until he got sick. And that's when everything came about. So I'm just, either way, I'm happy, you know, back together and moving forward.
All right.
You know, definitely am happier. Absolutely.
And here's where we're going to disagree again. I don't think every relationship is healthy enough to go back to.
Oh, absolutely. You're correct.
Yeah, I think in certain cases, you just have to say to yourself, I've been either A, disrespected, or B, if the person doesn't respect you, the person has been... you know, they're ungrateful. They don't, you know, they're not happy for other things that you did for them. All those sacrifices that you may have made. Hell no. Get the heck out.
Well, you know what? And you're right. The only reason, and we had all that in our relationship, but the only thing that we're doing now is totally forgetting the past.
Yeah.
No more outside influences.
Yeah.
And just moving forward. And it was funny because yesterday I was talking on the phone to Bob on the way home from work. And I had told him, you know what? I scrolled back all my texts a year ago. And you and I can't believe the things we said to one another.
Which you're bringing it back up.
But exactly. What I was trying to make a point was, look how far we came. Yeah. Okay, that was my point of view. And his was just justifiable. He said, remember, don't bring up the past. And I'm like, oh, you're right. I just want to say, look how far we came, you know, but you're right. And we dropped it. And he's right. You know, we don't bring up the past at all. We're was the thing that we said we were going to do, is to move forward and start fresh and clean. And that's exactly what we did. And you know what? I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, you know what? For some people, I guess it works. You know, if it's been balanced on both sides, that both people have been... do you feel like that both of you did bad things on both sides? So it's kind of like, okay, it's all equal and squits out.
Yes. We were the things we said to one another last year. But the thing is that him and I do realize all of that was said out of anger, jealousy, resentment. That's what the word stemmed from. And once all that is gone, you know, and we had time. You know, don't forget, he was sick, so we were confined at home, in my home, and if we didn't have those circumstances, I don't know if we would have been together. I really don't. But that circumstance really changed a lot for both of us. When you realize, it just made us realize what we mean to one another, and what we have, and what we want in the future.
That's cool. Yeah. I get way deep in my head. So in my head, I'm like, if that were to happen to me, I know I would just be like, oh, the only reason why this is happening is because she needs me right now because she's not set well, you know what I mean? Or, you know, so I applaud you for being able to silence that kind of thought in your
brain.
Well,
you know what, I do, sometimes I do, and I dismiss it right away. I'm like, stop that. You know, because it's not healthy. I always say that. I say to myself, stop that. Just go forward. And that's the mindset that I have. And I know Bob does too. He has that mindset because it's very hard to get back together when both people were dating others. And it's hard. Yeah. It's very difficult. That's what made me appreciate him even more. The people out there, what I was doing was wrong. What I was doing was comparing everyone that I went out on a date with to him. It wasn't fair to me. It wasn't fair to the person that I on my date with. And it wasn't. So, but that's what I was doing. That's when I knew I still had those feelings for him. I was comparing every single person to him.
Well, it doesn't matter. That's always going to happen. No matter how long you've been with that's going to happen. So that, I know that still happens for me and for her. And so it's one of those things where you just compare, but maybe she's found someone who she feels is better. And when I'm trying not to say anything crazy, but I've met the guy and okay. It's like, all right. That's where she is now. That's what she wants now. And so if that's what people want, then that you can't be upset that they want something different.
Now, do you feel do you think you've let go?
Me? Okay. Yes. I let go. And only recently, by the way.
I know.
Only recently. I was at, and this is how I realized. I was at an event with the chamber, and like the networking part was over and done and everybody was done. I got my business cards, I got everything done, and it was at and by the way, big shout out, this was the West Babylon Chamber, we were hanging out, and it was done, but it was at what used to be the Wing House. It's now called Red Zone. And my man John Agostino over there puts it down on the wings over there. It's in West Babylon, just in West Babylon, like just below whatchamacallit. And you could easily, just below North Babylon, and you could easily go over there and do it. But we were hanging out, it was over, and I was about to leave, and these two girls came over. I mean, wow. And I was just like, hello, and went over and talked to them for like half an hour. And in that moment, I realized it was over, and I was ready to move on. And so it's weird.
You know what? That is weird. I mean, but in a good way. Yeah,
but I didn't know. I still felt like, you know, I felt like I was still having feelings, and that was the moment I knew. I think that happened like in the beginning of this year. It was either the beginning of this year or in December, right before I went to Disney. And that's when it was after I came back from Disney, because even when I was at Disney, I was having feelings. Yeah. And I was like, what the heck? But then when I came back, I was like, hell no.
Opposite. Remember I told you I was starting to go out to date, and you were like, wow, already?
Yeah, in my mind,
it was too early. I was
honestly
to go out and date.
You got to understand, I've been doing this now for 4 years. It's been 4 years, honestly. It's 2016, because my mother died. And then she decided she wanted a divorce like 2 weeks later. And then, you know, I was like, oh, snap. I got thrown into this thing where I'm like, what should I mourn first?
I know. That was horrible timing.
And so, yeah. So I kind of, you know, that's why I went and I went for help, people. Don't think for a second that as a human, when stuff like that all hits you at once, that you shouldn't talk to an older person who knows more and has been through life and can just give you perspective. So I went to sit down with a counselor, and we went there first as a couples therapy, because we were like, you know, what do we want? What does she want? But she was like crossing her arms. And she chose this woman, by the way. She was crossing her arms, and she's like, no, we're not doing that. I'm not moving back. I'm doing it back, right? And then the woman was like, listen, you need to just let her chill and let her do whatever she wants to do, because she believed, the counselor believed, and I got to tell you, sometimes you the counselors can be wrong. I do not know whether or not this is true or not, because I'm not being, people aren't being honest with me, but the counselor believed that there was another person already. So I was like, So I was like, I was ridiculously angry. By the way, ladies, when you see your husbands or you see your boyfriend just angry all the time, and you think he's just being a dick or he's just being, you know, mean and aggressive, men don't do depression the same way women do depression. They don't go and pull themselves away and cry in a corner. Sometimes they will, but for the most part, not when they're around other people. What they do is they get aggressive, angry, and mean, and they say things that they don't mean. Right. And when they're doing that, that is literally a cry for help, because I was angry. I was so angry. I could not believe.
Well, that's how Bob was last year. He was angry and talked to me so horribly. And
yeah, like everything you thought yourself was is gone. You know, when your relationship has gone on I think we were at 18 years at that point.
Wow.
You know, yeah, and married. It's not like, you know, we got married. So I, you know, when we did, I was like, listen, you want to get married? If you want to have kids with me, we got to get married. We have to lock it down so that we have a proper family for these children to grow up in. Oh my gosh, this is way too much on this show. I'm probably going to delete it. we have to delete this show and start over, Kat. But I just couldn't believe that there wasn't more, like we couldn't work it out, right? There was no working it out. Like we went to get help and there was just like, I don't care. I don't want to work it out. And I was like, what? And so that's when, you know, that's the therapist is like, well, Mr. Williams, looks like she doesn't want to.
Wow.
She doesn't. And there's nothing, you can't force her. And I'm like, I don't want to force her. I just don't understand. I don't understand. It's like there's a, and truth is to this day, the truth is still not there. And I've always said to her, at some point, I hope you'll tell me the truth and exactly what happened here. And she's always been like, maybe someday. And I was like, what? So I know that there's something else that was happening that I just don't understand. And then you that thing that you say about don't listen to outside influences and whatever, I can't promise she won't always be always hearing other people. She's almost always going to hear other people. And I think that's part of the reason why we couldn't stay together, because other people were in her ear. People who have unsuccessful marriages and unsuccessful relationships, by the way, people who, some of them she doesn't even talk to anymore, that she hasn't spoken to in years. They say certain things and then they disappear and dip out of your life because they're actually jealous of you. You need to be careful, ladies, advice you are taking. This is definitely not Isle of Babylon right here. This
her is community too.
Total her community too show.
Oh my goodness.
I love you, Kat. You know what? I love you. And you're just you're being really cool right now. What you're doing? You're not saying a damn thing, which is what my my therapist would do. She would just let me rant.
Because you know what? It's important, because relationships, no matter what, are complicated.
Yeah. But what I'm telling you is I don't think I could ever, because of that. Because of that, and because of things that have happened since then, that the behavior, I've not the truth is not being told to me. And because you can't be honest with me means you don't respect me. And later on, you're going to lie or do something dishonest to me. She was going to call the cops on me for nothing.
Oh, that's a game changer.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah. I can't do that. If you're going to do that to me,
yeah.
Mr. Gentle. Oh, no. Hell no. Now I can't trust you ever.
That's crazy. Anyway, moving on.
It is Mother's Day.
This weekend, yes.
What a segue. Yeah, it's Mother's Day. And I'll be sending flowers to my the mother of my lovely children. My mother has passed on. But I'll send her thought flowers in the year, and maybe I'll even pick up some and put them close to her urn. But my mother has passed on, and but those of you who have your mothers with you, I want you to definitely say hello to them. Send them flowers if you can. If you can stay away, and you can't, you don't want to get them sick because of this whole coronavirus.
Well, you know what? I've been sending, and every year, because my daughter is a mother, I send her a Mother's Day gift too.
Yeah, and she's far away. So
I bought her a beautiful engraved bracelet, and she loves it. She loves it.
Right. Yeah, that's great. So, you know, people, you can send things. I'm going to recommend that you send flowers. Gifts from the Heart Florist is delivering this year. It's probably best that you purchase as soon as you possibly can. They're using safe, no contact delivery practices, meaning they are leaving it on the stoop. So I'm not going to be, and I help with deliveries, guys. So if you order from Gifts from the Heart Florist, you might actually see Ryan Williams from I Love Babylon show up and say, "Hey, how you doing? Deliver your flowers." Because on these days, on Mother's Day, she's a good friend of mine. I love Martha. Jeez. On Mother's Day and on Valentine's, she never has enough drivers. So I'll volunteer to deliver. So I'll be delivering, and you might see me show up there. No contact delivery, so it means that you're not going to be taking the flowers directly from me. They will probably be put on your porch, and that's how it's going to go. Put on your porch, then we're going to call you, and it's there. Personally, I would say pick it up with your gloves. I'm not saying I got the coronavirus. I'm coronavirus free. I'm just saying if you want to be safe, you know, get some gloves, take them, bring them into the house. They come in plastic. They're all going to come in plastic, right? And you can take the plastic off and then you know, air it out. You know? And beautiful, beautiful, beautiful flowers. I would suggest to order a vase, a nice vase. And so if you order a nice vase, then it's already set up. She already makes them beautiful arrangements, right? 631-539-8887 over at Martha's Gifts and Heart. For Mother's Day brunch, you could go to Cornucopia's Noshery. You can order that in. It's $39.95 per person, $9.95 per child for a house buffet. They are delicious food over at Cornucopia's Noshery. They are unique, eclectic people who make stuff. And you know, again, that's Amityville. That's the far other end. And Martha is over here in North Babylon, which is practically almost in West Islip. You know what I mean? So the two opposite ends of the town of Babylon. I love this place. I love this place. I love Babylon. I'm so happy that I do live here, and we get to do.
I know. I love where we live. I really do.
Yeah, yeah. You can get almost anything here. I mean, if you can't. You could drive into the city to get something that, oh, you absolutely must have right now. But for the most part, everything is here. There's very little that is not here. We've got our numbers for today. I'll post those a little bit later. I'm not going to go crazy about it now because we did a whole Her Community 2 expose on Ryan Williams' relationship today.
Oh, we got to talk about our new format.
Oh, okay. Breaking news. On Monday, you guys are going to get to see me. What? should we have breakfast coffee while we're doing that? Like, if this isn't, we'll definitely have coffee, right? We'll do the mug. We can do the mugs. But, ladies and gents, we are going to be doing at least, we're going to see how it works out. We're going to be doing at least a few Zooms for this show. For this show and for her community, too. We're going to do the Corona Cast live, really, really live.
Real time.
Out here. Yeah, real time business out there. And, you know, this would be cool to like get guests and stuff.
That would be that very, would be cool, very
right? Yes. So we'll pull in some guests and talk to people on Monday. I think we're starting at 9 o'clock. Yes. Is that when we're trying to start? Right. We're trying to start at night. It'll give us a chance. Give me a chance to put on my makeup. Kat,
oh yes, Kat, I do.
So she woke up like that, yo.
If you could see my vanity, you know what? I should take a picture of that and show you. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Okay. So we're going to be doing that at 9 o'clock. So look forward to that on Monday. It's the Monday after Mother's Day. We're going to ramp it up and see how we can make this go in a different place, a different way. And so, yeah, man, I am psyched for that.
Me too. It's exciting.
Not a lot of coronavirus. For a Corona Cast, this particular show does not have a lot of coronavirus information. Let's see. Alexa, do you have any coronavirus tips for me today?
Yeah. Don't inject yourself with disinfectants, or I will have to call the poison control center.
Oh my gosh, Ryan.
I've been
even the
her.
Alexa knows not to take disinfectant. See, folks, artificial intelligence is intelligence. Oh my goodness. That was not
Alexa.
Planned.
What? It wasn't. Alexa, what's the best town on Long Island?
The town of Babylon is by far the best town on Long Island. Of course. That's a silly question.
Oh, where did you call him? Can you say that?
What is wrong with you? Why would I do that? Alexa does that all on her own. That is.
But you know what? She is right. We live in the best area of Long Island.
She is. Okay. Alexa, answer me this. What's the only town I would miss?
At the heart of Long Island, in the land of the free, the town of Babylon is the place to be.
See? She knows. That's my girl, Alexa.
Oh my goodness, that is good,
guys. If you're not talking to your Alexa and having fun doing stuff like that, I don't know what you're doing in quarantine. You should totally have a little fun.
I'm gonna
with
have
that
fun
kind of
tonight
thing.
You know what I mean? I'm getting me and Alexa, and not my Alexa, the other Alexa. And you know what's funny? I love the name Alexa. So it's so funny. Alexa always says I talk loud. I guess my voice is just always loud. So when I FaceTime my daughter and the grandkids, I'm always screaming at them because I feel like for some reason FaceTime, they can't hear me. But
that's such an old person.
I know. And so Lexi came out of her bedroom. She goes, she was doing her Zoom dance class. She goes, Mom, the teacher had to mute me because we can hear you all the way into the bedroom. And I'm.
Oh, and was it activating their devices?
I don't know. So I'm like, oh. But you know, it's funny when I yell for Alexa, the Alexa thing always answers back.
Sorry. There is nothing for me to resume.
Yeah.
Yep. And she goes, oops. But I'm going to have fun. I'm going to do some programming tonight.
Yeah, to figure out what she's doing. Alexa, what's wrong with you?
Do you see what's going on with the coronavirus? That's a dumb question. I want to go outside.
Oh.
Yeah. So she's got the same problem as everybody else.
She sure does. Oh, my gosh. That is so cool. I didn't know you could do that.
What do you mean? I'm just having a regular conversation with my my artificial intelligence. I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't do anything.
Well, I'm looking forward to Monday morning doing a whole new thing. I am so looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's one of the things. Alexa's going to be our first guest, I believe. We're going to have a good time. I am not just going through the numbers today. I'm so sorry, guys. I'll post them for you. You can have them. You can take a look. But I'm not going to get all depressed. It's a Friday.
You know what? Everyone appreciates, or I should say, most people appreciate you taking the time to put the numbers out in the format that you have. And, you know, it's very, very sad that there's people out there who don't appreciate you putting the numbers out there.
No, I understand. They're frustrated. Again,
but we're adults. They don't have to put their opinion. Yes. If, say, Joe Blow on Facebook is putting out the numbers, I am not going to comment and say, why are you doing it? Or how come you're doing like this? Or how do I know this is true or fact? I would just...
I gave you the link. You're right. That's why I give the link. And but they obviously don't read. They just look at the chart. And there's one guy who's very, very, yesterday he was like, you never put out the information of the people who get well. And I was like, I can't get that at this level. Like, I can tell you how many people leave the hospital, how many people die, and how many get well based on the county. Right. So Suffolk, I can tell you how many hospitalizations there are on day 22. And then the next day I can extrapolate that data, but I can't do it on a Babylon level. I can't do it on an Amityville level. I can't do it, you know, for the town or for the hamlets and villages within the town. I can't do that. And so when I'm putting up the information, it's really as a community thing to say, hey, community, let's handle this way, and that's what should really be happening. But as it turns out, people are upset, and they're really upset. It's like, they're making it look bad because they want to go out, right? So that's the thing. They're like, you guys are making it look bad, so we stay inside. This is a global plandemic. Oh, my gosh. Have you seen that video?
Send me the video.
I'm going to send you that video, the plandemic video. And we're going to definitely talk about that on Monday. It is a woman who says all of this is nonsense because it's planned. It's a plandemic. And I'm going to send you the video. They banned it from Facebook. They banned it from YouTube. They've banned it from everywhere. I have to have it on like a funky channel. I'm going to send it to you. And when you watch,
go ahead. I want to see it. I love stupid people. I do.
Well, I don't know if she's... It looks... It when you watch, and that's the other thing. If you've got really good production value on something, people believe it. But you have to say to yourself, okay, what evidence does she have? What is she actually producing as evidence? Seems like she's just sitting there and talking, and the person is asking questions, and then they show news clips that have nothing to do with what she says. It doesn't prove anything. You know what I mean? But I'm going to send it to you. And we'll break it down, go through it on Monday, because we should talk about hoaxes, people not believing. And it's very different based on your education level and based on your financial level, what people believe and what people don't believe is very interesting. And political persuasion, like the political persuasion and what people say and what they actually believe is actually different too. It's very funny. So we're going to have that conversation on Monday. I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to hanging out with you. Looking forward to doing a Zoom meeting. looking forward to talk to Alexa. What is I Love Babylon?
The island that Babylon, New York, is in is Long Island.
Oh, she's funny. That's not what I asked you. Alexa, tell me about I Love Babylon.
ILoveBabylon.com is all about the local events, local businesses, and community in the town of Babylon, New York.
See? She's smart. Ooh, look at that. Look at that. She's smart. She's smart.
She's very smart. Article.
She's very smart. She knows all these things. And she gets annoyed with you if you start talking about injecting yourself with disinfectant. She's like, I know better than that. All right. Guys, I hope you have a wonderful Mother's Day. To every mother that's out there, I hope you have a wonderful Mother's Day. Mwah! Mommy, the same to you. Happy Mother's Day to you, Kat. When it comes, I'll probably call you on the day. We'll do a test run of the thing, you know, a little maybe
Mother's Day. Yeah, Mother's Day. See if we can run that. We can't. No brunch. No.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. I think what parents are probably, if you can space. Just give your mom a little yes. extra time.
That's the number herself. One thing moms yeah. want. I know.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. I'll talk to you soon. I love you. I love Babylon. You guys take care. I'll talk
on
to
Monday.
You.
Take care.
Monday. All right. Bye-bye.